In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation, and best peace and blessings be upon our Master Muhammad, his household and companions. We are doing some commentary on the chapter of Ar-Ra'd or Thunder. In the last lecture, we commented on the verse which indicates and proves how comprehensive Allah's knowledge of His creatures' affairs. And that Almighty Allah teaches and educates His believing servants, telling them that His knowledge is surrounding all the universe, its heaven and earth, its totality and its details, all your actions and deeds, those that you conceal or that you reveal. He knows even the dark suggestions your soul make, your whispers, the beatings of your heart, the obsessions and inner thoughts of your mind. So all these are known by Almighty Allah, who is all sufficient for His creatures' needs and who is all knowing. This is one of the basics of faith in Islam. Your belief in this knowledge of Allah is one part of your faith. And when we have all the parts of a building, then after being put in its places or in their places according to the map and the design of the engineer, then the building will be perfect. So if you take the verses of the Holy Quran and you understand them well and reflect on them, until they are shown in your behavior and actions, this is Islam. Knowledge and action, knowledge and practice, faith and behavior. Even if you do so, you will not be a perfect Muslim. This is half of Islam, which is knowledge and practice. The other part, or the other half, is to teach what you have learnt and to spread this knowledge to others, to pass this knowledge or to extend this knowledge to others, to guide others, to build Islam in the barren and fallow hearts and the deserts that have no plans, to transform them into gardens and vibrant orchards that produce virtues and good morals. With that, you will be a perfect Muslim. So with knowledge, with practice, and with teaching and guiding others, even if you exert all your time, all your money, and even your life, and even if you lose all people, because the one who wins Allah's support And the one who wins Allah's pleasure will not lose anything. One of our righteous ancestors used to say, "O Lord, what could one lose if he or she wins your support? Nothing. What could they win if they lose your support? So what has the one who won you lost, and what has the one who lost you won? Everything that you depart or distance yourself from or leave will be compensated and will have a substitute, but only Allah has no substitute. If you lose, if you lose his support, if you lose his pleasure, if you lose his faith, his school, his teachings, then there will be no substitute or equivalent for you. A time will come when your soul will leave this body, and you will find that all this life with all its contents equals nothing. Because when your soul leaves your body, nothing will benefit you except your deeds. So the verses in the last lecture that I have explained indicate how Allah's knowledge is comprehensive, or how comprehensive it is. They indicate Allah's precise knowledge of all affairs. And if Allah knows all this, means you have to be aware of this. If a ruler knows what you're doing, meaning he will reward the good ones and he will punish the wrongdoers. And this means the criminals or the murderers will be punished. And if he knows the oppressed and the wronged ones, he will support them and give them their rights back. As Almighty Allah says, do not ever think Allah to be heedless of what the unjust or the oppressors do, but he gives them respite against a day when the eyes will fixedly stare in horror. They will be hastening forward out of the graves with their necks outstretched, their heads raised up towards the sky, their gaze returning not towards them, and their hearts stunned due to the confusion which will prevail on that day. So their hearts a gaping void, and their minds will be horrified. So Almighty Allah is describing the horrors of that day. So how about feeling that or experiencing that? If you understand these meanings and if you are being influenced by them, if you fear Allah, if you fear to disobey him, if you feel that he really knows your deeds, the secret and the overt ones, he knows all your words, whether those that you conceal or that you reveal. So these teachings gave greatness to the Arabs and transformed someone like Umar, who was a camel herder, transformed him into an emperor into a great leader in whose state Egypt was a kind of a county, and Persia or Iran was a kind of a county in his state. He judged people and he ruled people with justice, with equality, with freedom, with prosperity, with love, with brotherhood. Now the Arabs, through 30 years, have not been able to unite two Arab countries, despite the fact that they unite in language, culture, aspirations, and so on. Omar united the Arabs with the non-Arabs, the East with the West, the Black with the White, just with the teachings of Islam, with the organization of Islam, with the planning of the Holy Quran, which is still existent among us. But unfortunately, the Arabs are exchanging the better and the higher for the worse and the lower. They are not reciting the Holy Quran to understand, to reflect upon. So they need the true teacher. They need the scholar who truly knows Islam and who knows reality and who knows the language of time, who teaches others with his life, with his behavior, with his heart, with his understanding, with his pure soul and heart. The Arabs at that time were worse than the Arabs at this time, but the great teacher transformed them into great people. So may God send the Arabs and send all people, great people who save them. Because Islam is not only for the Arabs, Islam is for all humans. So, back to the verse, Allah is telling us about his great and comprehensive knowledge of human affairs in order for them to pay attention, to control themselves, and to judge their actions and deeds, and to bring themselves to account in order to be happy in this life and in the life to come. Almighty Allah has no interest in you following his religion. He says, if you are ungrateful, then surely he is self-sufficient and he is above all need of you. But he does not like ingratitude from his servants. And if you thank him, then he will be pleased with you. And if you believe in him, he will be pleased with you. This universe is so vast. This galaxy that we live in has many, many planets and suns. And this is only what humans have been able to reach. As Almighty Allah says, they will never compass or encompass anything of his knowledge except that which he wills. And he also says that you have been given very little knowledge. Our planet Earth is a kind of a speck of dust in comparison to the galaxy that we live in. So what or how much do you measure? Or what are you in comparison to this universe? You are nothing. So Almighty Allah, when he punishes you, this is for your interest. When your father, for example, twists your ears and stop giving you your pocket money, this is for your interest. But if you are successful, if you are lucky, you do not need any kind of these treatments. May Allah show us the truth and favor us with following it. So Almighty Allah says, it is the same to him whether any of you conceal his speech or declare it openly, whether he be hid by night or go forth freely by day. If you speak loudly, Allah hears you. If you conceal your speech, Allah hears you. He knows what is in the breasts He knows all the secrets. He created you and He knows what your soul whispers to you. So He knows the dark suggestions your soul makes to you. He knows the whispers of yourself. He knows everything. He knows your betrayal. He knows you when you act treacherously toward others. So you are poor one. You are wronging yourself when you are negligent or when you neglect this fact. As Almighty Allah says, they harmed their own souls. They wronged themselves. So how come that you are unaware of this fact? This clear truth, nothing could be hidden from His knowledge. He put a scale that measures every deed, even if it's in the weight of an atom. And He never fails in His promise. He never breaks His promise. And He will bring you to account either in this world or in the world to come. And the punishment in this world is much, much easier and softer than that of the hereafter. If you do not believe in these facts, then you are not a Muslim. So be a true Muslim and understand these facts and act upon them. Then you will win this world and the hereafter as well as the ancient Arabs did. How come that you deny your identity? How come that you deny those great people who spread justice and knowledge east and west? How come that you attribute yourself to the enemies of your religion? How come that you do that? Those who educated you have put the poison in the fat, have washed your brain. They dubbed you. They laughed at you and did not give you the right knowledge. Arab nationalism never contradicts Islam, or Islam never contradicts Arabism. So if you deny these facts, then the Lord of the worlds will bring you to account for each and every deed that you do. As Almighty Allah says, whoever does good equal to the weight of an atom will see it, and whoever does an atom's weight of good or evil will see it. So choose what you like. It is up to you. One of the poets said, it is love, so preserve yourself from its sickness. For it is not an easy thing. Because it is not an easy thing. No mindful person chooses to fall in it. Do not take this experience, for the rest of love is tiredness and its beginning is sickness. I am advising you out of my experience in love, yet I think you should not listen to me. So choose what you like. The way to glory is not easy. You will reap what you sow. And glory needs sacrifice. But if you go and just waste your time in blaming and singing like cockroaches, then you will wail to yourself on the day of judgment. So it is the same for him, whether you conceal your words or reveal them. Then Almighty Allah says, for each such person, there are angels in succession, before and behind him. So there are angels who are watching you, observing you, recording your deeds and words. Now there are some tapes or recorders in the size of a finger, and even less. So how about Allah's recorders? Imagine or think of the memory, your memory. How are you memorizing things? How are information stored in your memory? So Almighty Allah is so great. And that's why we have to repent to Him. So there are shifts of angels who take turns staying with you, and they are in front of you and behind you. They stay with you everywhere. They preserve you from, or protect you by Allah's order. They protect you from Allah's destiny, by Allah's destiny. For example, hunger is destiny, and eating is also destiny. Rain is destiny, and also the umbrella or carrying the umbrella is destiny. So you can protect yourself from destiny by destiny as well. For example, sickness is from Allah's, or is a divine destiny. And also cure and healing is also destiny. Allah does not change a people's lot unless they change what is in their hearts. So Allah will not change the good condition of a people or a community as long as they do not change their state of goodness themselves. One of the scholars mentioned that, or the interpreters of the Quran mentioned the occasion of revealing this verse. One of the Arabs came to the Prophet saying, if I accept Islam, what will you give me? As if someone who is coming to the faculty of medicine and telling the professor or the dean of the college, what will you give me if I study medicine in your college? As if a blind person coming to the doctor and telling him, what will you give me if I open my eyes after making a surgery? So this person coming to the Prophet saying, what will you give me, O Prophet, or O Muhammad, if I accept Islam? The Prophet said, you have the same rights and duties as Muslims, as other Muslims. This person said, will you make me the crown prince? Will you make me the leader after you? The Prophet said, it is Allah's order. It is Allah's will. He makes it, or He puts it wherever He wills. Then this person said, let me judge or rule the desert, or the tribes in the desert, and you rule other towns. So this person who does not know Prophet Muhammad is an ignorant one. He is expecting worldly gain. He is an illiterate person. And now we have many of such people. Even if you are a doctor or an engineer, if you are ignorant of Islam, or ignorant of the great Prophet, then you are illiterate. You have no information of your heritage, of your great tradition, of these great people who founded the greatest empire not a colonial empire, not a dictatorship, but an empire which spread love, fraternity, brotherhood, civilization among all people, regardless of their backgrounds. The ruler and the ruled are equal. Those people that you have to be proud of, those people are your role model. Then after that, some people attribute themselves and follow the example of non-Muslims such as Marx and others. It is shame on you to deny your identity. It is shame on you to be ignorant of the fact that is known by many non-Muslims. The most holy thing in Arabism is Islam. How come that you antagonize Islam? How come that you make yourself an enemy to Islam? And you claim to fight the Jews. If you are a true Arab, you will never do that. If you are a true Arab, even if you are a Christian, you should love Prophet Muhammad, because Jesus, peace be upon him, never said that you should not believe in Muhammad. If you believe in Prophet Muhammad, then this means you believe in Prophet Jesus, peace be upon them. Because Muhammad accepts Jesus and respects Jesus and acknowledges the message of Jesus. You claim to be an Arab and Prophet Muhammad is an Arab, yet you reject him. How can you harmonize between these two contradictories or contradictions? Who made the Arabs glorified? Who made them great people? Islam united the Arabs and made them glorified people and glorious people. Islam spread knowledge all over the world and established a great civilization. The Arabs will never go back to their glory except if they go back to Islam, which is the source of their happiness. So some people claim Arabism or claim Arab nationalism, but they are enemy to Arabism and enemy to the Arabs. So if there was no Islam and if there was no Prophet Muhammad, who will raise the rank and the level of the Arabs? Is it Abu Jahl? Who will spread Arabic to North Africa, to China? Who will do that? So there are some people who have some minds that are not thinking. They are kind of illiterate people. If the French had someone like Umar or Abu Bakr, what would they do? If the Americans or the Russians or the Germans have a great person like Prophet Muhammad, what could they have done? They would achieve great civilization as the Arabs did. Even the Europeans, the just and objective researchers, acknowledge the great achievements of Muslims. But now, unfortunately, some so-called Arabs or Arabists or Arab nationalists reject Prophet Muhammad and try to switch off or put off his light. But if we, for example, direct the water pipes towards the sun, we will never be able to put it off. Communism through many decades in Russia was not able to put off the light of Islam. And Ataturk in Turkey tried to put off the light of Islam, but the Turkish people came back to Islam because this is Allah's religion. And when Allah plans, no one can fail His plans. Let us go back to our religion, to our faith, to our glory. Let us unite our community internally and externally, and this will not be achieved except by Islam and its true scholar, except by the Quran and its true scholar. Not everyone who arranges or orders the trays of sweet is a confectioner or a sweet maker, as they say. Not every sheikh is a sheikh. And all praise be to Allah, the Lord of all creation. Shall